Hello and season's greetings. This is Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1, and thank you for listening today. It's been a good and busy week so far between being sworn into office, diving into service for the county, and getting ready for the holidays. Christmas, Hanukkah, the New Year, they've always been a time of miraculous light, for it isn't light in those days. Light from the star shining down on the Savior Jesus born. Light enough for 8 long days and nights, and light from the love of God that we celebrate the things that matter most to us. Love, family, new chances, the dignity of each human being, because those are the very things that make us who we are, and these are central to our nature as Americans. This time of year is also one of gratitude, for life, for family, for love, for the ability to be an American. And I also wish to express gratitude to you for entrusting me with this elected office, for your kindness, for your encouragement and support through the present day. In my previous elected office on the City Council of Tawnytown, I always did my best to justify the trust that was placed in me, and I will endeavor to do so as a commissioner as well. And I'm also very grateful to be serving alongside Commissioners Ed Rothstein, Mike Guerin, Kenny Kyler, and Tom Gordon, for in them, voters have selected good, decent, and honorable men who are committed to our county. This week, among other things, we began our service by voting to purchase 4 new ambulances, all allotted under the fiscal year 2023 budget. You know, it might seem like a simple kind of a thing purchasing these 4 ambulances, but there are a couple of really important aspects to this. I know my fellow commissioners share my sense of duty and responsibility toward the safety of our residents and for those first responders who courageously risk their own safety in order to do so. So first, we're taking steps to continue funding and implementing the Department of Fire and Emergency Services with a county-owned ambulance fleet, and of course backing up our amazing volunteer companies in the process. Our combination professional and volunteer system is absolutely crucial and essential in order to provide emergency services. Second, by approving the purchasing of 4 ambulances at once and by purchasing them ahead of the scheduled price increase, $104,000 is being saved, and that's money that's going to be crucial as time unfolds. With our dedication to emergency services and public safety, I know my fellow commissioners share dedication to fiscal conservatism and responsibility as well. And third, on that note, we're working with responsibility for our residents and for those who provide services, ensuring that taxpayer dollars are carefully and effectively used to provide emergency responders with the tools to do the job that they need to do. Finally, and most importantly, at the very foundation of all of this is the individual human being, each with a soul handcrafted by God. Everyone has merit, dignity, and is deserving of respect, and that is shown through responsible decision-making. You know, that understanding of human worth, of human dignity, we can see this elsewhere around our beautiful county at this time of year. You know, I had the wonderful experience of joining New Windsor Mayor Neil Roop for his Mayor on the Square coat and food drive this past weekend. Tawnytown, Union Bridge, and the county held their Christmas and holiday lighting ceremonies, which brought together families, neighbors, and friends. And for all that we have, for which we are thankful, we also remember to offer help and goodwill wherever needed. Churches, goodwill organizations, and other groups exist throughout Carroll County and are grateful for volunteer help and donations. You know, I genuinely believe that we live best by offering help to others. And over the years, I've had the honor of getting to know and count as friends the wonderful husband and wife team of Westminster Councilman Kevin Dayhoff and Carolyn Babylon, who heads up Carroll County Food Sunday. They both have the gracious hearts of servants, and the county is blessed to have them. So for those of you who may not be familiar with it, Carroll County Food Sunday offers food on a weekly basis to anyone who needs it, and they in turn are supported by citizens of the county who donate food and money. Now, if you need help of any kind, please do not be afraid to seek it. You know, we all know the times are difficult and that there are so many wonderful people ready and willing to assist. If you're in need of food, Carroll County Food Sunday has 3 locations. At the Lutheran Church in Tawnytown on Thursday mornings, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Eldersburg on Wednesday mornings, and in Westminster at the Carroll County Food Sunday on Distillery Drive on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. It's important to remember that, you know, regular hours are going to occur until Christmas Eve, and Food Sunday will be closed for the following week. For more information, please visit ccfoodsunday.org or call 410-857-7926. That is ccfoodsunday.org, and the number is 410-857-7926. You know, once more, if you need help, please do not be afraid to seek it. All of us are human, and all of us need that help at some point or another. And just as we might seek help today, we might be able to help others tomorrow. And all of that, everything, is done through love. Love of each other and love of home. You know, there's much more to come for home this holiday season, and I look forward to the new year and the renewed opportunities to work with our mayors and councils, our Board of Education, our state's attorney, our sheriff, our clerk, and all of the wonderful people voters entrusted with office this past autumn. And of course, I look forward to hearing from you as well. If you'd like to, please feel free to email me at jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, that's jvigliotti@carrollcountymd.gov. If you have any questions or thoughts, and I will do my best to respond as soon as possible. Having just taken office, it might take a little longer than normal for me to get back in touch with you, but I will do my utmost to do that. And so finally, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones in every single possible way, and I very much hope and look forward to seeing you around Carroll County, the place that we love and the place that we call home. Thank you very much for your time.